The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
This is Real Estate 911 with Brad Officer and his co-host Sean, your Jacksonville REMAX specialists. Visit them at officergroup.com. Now, here's Brad and Sean.
Hey, welcome back, everyone.
Welcome back. We haven't even been here yet. You're just laughing at me. Hey, welcome to Real Estate 911. I'm your host today, Brad Officer, joined today by my co-host, Mr. Sean Solari.
Good afternoon.
Hope Thanks for
safe.
Yes, everybody's safe. And also today in the studio, special guest Pam Sather, straight from I Pick Paint Color.
Welcome. Hi.
Not a retread, more new tire.
Right.
She's been. This is approach. Is this fourth or fifth visit?
I have no idea.
Pam, you're like you're becoming a regular.
Easily.
Yeah.
Regular contributor.
Yes, sir.
I want you to say favorite guest.
One of our top.
Trying to pigeonhole you right there.
fishing.
Hey, thanks for joining us, Pam. So, hey, we'll be talking today with Pam a lot about just renovations. And, you know, of course, there's a lot of talk about after the storm, right?
Yeah.
Today the whole discussion was, yesterday and today, it was like, are we going to go ahead and do the show? And, you know, it's show must go on.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, sure, people are probably still dealing. Obviously, they're still dealing with the aftermath, with cleanup. A lot of people still have power out. I don't know what the exact number is. I know we started with 150,000, and I'm sure, you know, there's still probably six-figure digits of people without power.
Gotta be.
Around Northeast Florida.
Yeah. In this room, two-thirds of us have no power.
There you go.
So there we go. Cody over there does have power. So two out of four, 50% in this room have power.
Yeah. Did that come into play with deciding to do the radio show?
I'm thinking I'm going to go home and I'm going to have it.
There you go.
I'm real positive.
Wishful thinking.
That's what I keep thinking that. I'm going to drive by and I'm going to see, because I know I left my floodlights on as my signal.
It's
so when I drive by, I'll be like, we have power.
It's all right.
The floodlight will be the signal, yeah. If you're out there listening and you have no power, I mean, from what I can see now, JEA is definitely out running around, because the first couple of days I noticed them on the major roadways, mm-hmm. like Beach Boulevard, Atlantic Boulevard. They were going up and down the street. There were, you know, traffic lights out everywhere. It seemed like that's where which makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they should be. And we have seen them within the neighborhoods though.
Oh, there you go. It's following them around to see where they're going to go. But I've seen a ton of posts with people linesmen and first responders and whatnot from other parts of the country, you know, that are here helping out and getting things back on track as fast as possible. So
I've seen two staging facilities where they were small cities set up with, you know, out of town workers that were in with huge trucks and all kinds of crazy equipment
just ready to go whenever conditions are safe.
There was a truck that came down our street yesterday, and I kind of pulled over my car and the guy rolled down his window. I'm like trying to bat my eyelashes a little bit, like, hey. And he's like, just assessing the damage, ma'am.
That's right.
You're not the first one, lady.
It didn't work again.
Can you imagine though? I mean, first off, they have to go basically probably assess the entire infrastructure of what is, you know, Jacksonville and Jacksonville metro area before they even lift a finger to fix anything. So
yeah. I'm definitely not a jack of all trades when it comes to that kind of thing, because I do not understand how our power grid system works.
Uh-huh.
I have no idea. The only thing that made me nervous was
I pay my bill.
I don't know. I plug this thing in and it just seems to work, you know. And I have friends that are like, oh, I would, you know, like, would you change? Would you, you know, wire this yourself or whatever? And they're like, oh, I'd do that, no problem. I'm like, man, I wouldn't touch that. Nothing. I don't touch that. I don't touch plumbing.
Yeah. Fire and water. Forget it.
Yeah. Fire and water, I'm out. Yeah. And I don't want to learn how to do it. there's other people that know way more than I do. So I don't know how all that works and don't want to know. But I was a little nervous when my nephew, who's a linesman in a different city, said the problem is that all the southeastern linesmen have all gone to Texas.
Yeah.
So it's normally we would, you know, rush into Jacksonville if there was a problem, but everybody's in Texas.
Damn.
And they were running a skeleton crew. This was up in Tennessee.
Yeah.
And so I was, that was my immediate, like, oh, this actually, this could be bad.
Yeah.
But lo and behold, there's people here from all over the place.
That's true. Yeah.
I will say, though, on our street yesterday, there was Comcast was running new lines.
Really?
And he said, "There's this has nothing to do with the storm. We're just doing our job. This is perfectly planned.
Perfect. Time to update.
It's just an odd time, you know, yeah. that we happen to be here at the same time. Because there are moms walking out everywhere with, you know, koozies and like, what's going on?
It is. Be part of the repair party.
So if you're listening, go ahead.
Somebody about my in-laws neighborhood was riding their bikes. Of course, you know, this is when you get back to what we were like. Mm-hmm. However long ago, 20 has it been 20 years since we've had internet and tablets and stuff?
Yeah, that puts us at 97. So yeah, it's about
So this is back when everybody's acting like, oh my gosh, and get outside. But some neighbors were coming down the street, and of course we're all sitting out front at my in-laws' party. He's like, oh, is this another one of those no power parties?
That's what it feels like.
Look all down the street. Everybody's now congregating, getting to know your neighbor.
And I've only been in my house for two years, but I have to say I've got the nicest neighbors on every side of it. I mean, we are like, you know, people ask back then, you know, are you flipping that house? You say, I'm like, no, we're staying in this one. Because it's really, there's a lot of great benefits. And so, but my son was standing on the roof. My guys were helping the next door neighbor with their branches and a new couple that moved in. And Tommy came home. He's just like, these guys are great. He's standing on the roof going, you guys want to come over after this? Like, I'm like, we are all like, it's like being at college.
That's right. Extended family now.
Yeah.
It's definitely made more of a community. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Because not only is it just the power, but it's also most people didn't have data internet coverage, which is a strange thing to me. I don't understand how does AT&T not have backups on their systems? I mean, that seems critical, but whatever. I'm not going to whine.
Look, I'm not. Yeah.
We're live.
I'm the only one. Well, Cody in the other room, but since I'm the only one here in this room with power. I mean.
Yeah.
Oh, you're like, just calling us out.
Last night when it came back on.
How many stories are we up? Did he make it?
I was surprised. Last night when it came back on, actually, we have Comcast for our Wi-Fi at the house. And I was surprised that that was online once we got, you know, the modem and all booted back up. And then all of a sudden it was just like a data dump on my phone.
Yeah.
Over the past 2 days. Yeah.
I put it on Facebook the other day. This is what it reminds me of, what it would be like. Yeah. You know, back without internet or cell phones, because our kids weren't on PlayStation all day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They weren't looking at YouTube videos. Yeah. No, they weren't texting with their friends and Snapchatting things back and forth. They were all neighborhood kids were all out. It's not like we just instituted the rule in just our house.
Right.
Like, no more internet for the whole day. Everybody outside.
Yeah. Yeah.
All the parents, you know, there was no choice. Everybody's outside. And they played all day.
Mm-hmm.
They ran hardcore. I mean, every one of them were covered in mud.
Yeah.
You know, they probably got into stuff they shouldn't have got into. At one point, all of them disappeared, or probably 12 or 14 kids disappeared for several hours.
I told you I saw one of yours.
Yeah, you saw one of my mom scootering by somewhere. Yeah,
with a pack of eight others, all on scooters, just heading down the road having a good time. So.
And because of all the candle usage, I mean, I put a picture on Facebook, but I even added more candles just because I need more light in the kitchen. But we had the most unbelievable... grill dinner, because I'm trying to use all the stuff in the freezer.
Yeah.
And then a ton of candles. And I mean, we're all sitting around this round table just laughing, talking. I mean, it was really great. But also, my boys are like, it's getting really hot in here. Can we blow out some of these candles?
Trust me, it's not the candle, but it's these 98 degree bodies all sitting in here. Yeah.
Totally.
But it just made for a different time period. You know, it's like it just, and a lot of my friends on Facebook are like, oh, you remember this is back basically like when we were growing up, how it was. You just disappear for hours and it was great. So there's a positive of it. Mm-hmm. Major positive, brighter side of Irma, right?
Yeah.
And great stories are coming out of this, that's for sure.
There's always things to, you know, to count your blessings for. I mean, granted, it's the same old thing. Everybody says, like, you can't replace your family, but, you know, unfortunately, I get it. You've sustained damage to your house. It's going to be a major inconvenience, but all that stuff is repairable, rebuildable, replaceable. But as long as your family and those close to you, or just everybody, really, I think... I heard, and I don't know if this number has changed, but out of Irma in the entire state of Florida, I think there's only been two Irma-related deaths. One was somebody who got in an accident while evacuating, and I forget what the other one was, but it seems like
it's pretty low.
Yeah. I mean,
hopefully it stays that way.
Yeah.
Hey, if you want to reach out to us during the show, you can text me direct, which is 904-234-5196. Also, if you want to reach Pam, just go to Facebook. I Pick Paint Colors. Easiest way to find her.
Yep.
And we'll be right back.
Lincoln Law is a North Florida-based law firm focusing on real estate transactions and litigation. Their attorneys have over 100 years of combined legal experience and are ready to assist you with your legal needs. They pride themselves on affordable legal representation and common sense solutions to even the most complex legal problems, saving you time and money. If you have a legal matter you'd like to discuss, call Heakin Law today and schedule a free confidential consultation. Their attorneys have extensive experience in all manners of real estate matters, including real estate closings, title defects, foreclosures, short sales, and evictions. The attorneys and staff at Heakin Law are ready to assist you with your real estate needs.
Getting approved for a mortgage on your dream home can bring up a lot of questions. Atlantic Trust Mortgage understands, which is why they make it easy for you. They have a quick and easy loan application process. Their loan originators are available anytime you have a question, even nights and weekends. And there are no surprises once you're in contract. Atlantic Trust Mortgage offers conventional, FHA, VA, and USDA loan programs with the lowest possible interest rates and with low to no closing costs. Their process works. Superior customer service, the best rates and closings without all of the added stress. Call Atlantic Trust Mortgage today, 904-338-9356. Atlantic Trust Mortgage. We understand what it takes to get you in your home without all of the stress. 904-338-9356. And online at AtlanticTrustMortgage.com. Let's return to Real Estate 911 with Brad Officer and his co-host Sean, your Jacksonville REMAX specialists. Visit them at officergroup.com. Once again, here's Brad and Sean.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. Pam just keeps talking in the break. Hot mic, Pam, hot mic.
Cody was looking. He is like,
I got to turn y'all on.
No, not now. How about now? What about now?
Sorry, Cody.
Now? How about now?
Keeping Cody alive today.
I'm sorry.
Hey, so if you want to reach out to us during the show, you can text me direct, which is 904-234-5196. And again, my name is Brad, Officer, show host of Real Estate 911 with Sean Solari today. We are licensed realtors with the Officer Group of REMAX Specialist, and today in the studio, in WBOB studio, we have Pam Sather with I Pick Paint Colors. Pam, again, thanks for coming on the show.
Absolutely,
you keep coming back, so it's a good sign.
I like you guys. I like the show.
We always have people that reach out to us after the show and say, "Oh, we love Pam. She's so good for y'all's show." Blah blah blah.
Oh, and then you should have told me that.
And all your customers are. It's so funny every time we have you on. Anytime I post anything about Pam, it's like, "Oh, we have Pam. How do you know Pam? We've used Pam too in the past." So what Pam does is exactly she picks paint colors.
Yep.
That's the business. I mean, she's got a lot more things that she can do other than that, and does interior design type stuff, renovation type things, but I Pick Paint Colors, where really, what do you think? Half your business? 50%? 70%?
Yeah. Oh, for 90%? Sure. For sure. I mean, it's all the kind. I always say now, lately, I've been saying, think of me as finish selector. So when you've got all those boards at your house and you're like, I don't know what to do, carpet, paint, all that, I literally point to it and go, it's that one.
Yep. And right now, it's kind of a good time to know somebody that'll do that for you because, one of the unfortunate benefits, I would say, of Irma is that there are people that are going to have roofs replaced or fences that are going to have to be replaced or maybe house exterior problems are going to have to get fixed that are going to now require painting. And it just may be a good time to go ahead and decide, you know what? I hate that stupid roof color anyways. Mm-hmm. I'm going to change from this to that. And I need the house to all match. And we needed our house repainted anyways. And now's the time to do that. Or maybe your house got, a broken window, something came through, maybe it got flooded, and you've got to get rid of your, 1988 carpet.
Yeah.
And it's a good time to go ahead and update to something else, but you need help with, figuring it all out to make sure you don't make stupid choices.
It's making me wonder, too, about, the different flooring choices now, and I hear these heartbreaking stories of hardwood being ruined, and I'm like, I wonder if tile just, there's luxury plank vinyl. There's all these things. I'm thinking, what is this going to do to flooring around here? Seriously.
Yeah. It could definitely, it's going to move the market for some different products. Because some people are going to be like, I'm done with carpet. I'm not replacing carpet. I'm going to put in tile, or I'm going to take out all this wood floor and put in whatever.
Yeah.
So there's no telling what will change. But if you want to reach out to Pam and you have those types of questions because you know that's coming down the horizon for you, what do you think, Pam? Facebook's the best way?
Facebook, yeah, my business page. I Pick Paint Color is great, and I love my followers, and they're awesome, to me, and they happen to love my dog, Otis, just because I have him in my videos once a week.
You fire him if they don't like Otis, right?
I mean, you can't follow me if you don't like my dog. So I don't think that's a problem, right? But just people write really cool things, and a lot of them are clients, and a bunch of them are actually all over. What's so cool is they follow from all over, and just to hear stuff from up north, and I've got friends in Minnesota and Wisconsin and on the East Coast and Pennsylvania people. It's just fun. It's just fun because different areas are different things, but everybody right now is obviously watching our area in Jacksonville, and just so I posted something very real this morning about usually I have the camera on myself, but instead I did it on my house. Because one of my taglines is love where you live. So today's in big capital letters was love where you live. And then I always say save money and make good decisions. It's the other way around. Love where you live is last. And I just took a video, just a 1 minute video. All my videos are about 1 to 2 minutes tops. I don't have a great attention span, so I figure no one else does either. So I do them really fast. And I talk fast, but today's, I didn't even talk. I just took my camera and I walked through my house with a big, huge, loud generator going. And I just called it Love Where You Live. But I'm like, hey, we're all doing fine. You know, we're all alive, whatever. But I truly, for so many years, I've been doing this business. And it does come from my heart when I say I just want people to love where they live. I want people to love their homes. And but I want them to see it real, too, with all the cords all around the kitchen.
Doesn't always look like a model home at your house.
Does not.
Well, most of the time.
End of the night, it does. Yeah. Let's
see. Go ahead, Sean. I'm sorry.
I have no idea. No, I'll say caught me out. No. I think a lot of us, you know, that's fitting, right? Because a lot of us, you know, see pretty stuff and see all these posts on Howls and Pinterest and, you know, even if you're still the magazines, Pottery Barn, you know, whatever, Architectural Digest, whatever. And we all want our house to be like that. And me personally with two young boys, it never looks like that, right? No sooner than you clean it up is one of these guys comes right behind you and dumps out all the Legos on the floor. And so, you know, a lot of times I think we get caught up and think, you know, you see all the stuff and man, it's like that all the time for them. That's so beautiful. But you know, it's real, you know, you're showing exactly what you guys are going through right now.
My day to day. And that's, I hope to be relatable to other people because, you know, even though we joke about model homes, I really don't have a model home. I live in a very small space and it's just very cozy, I would say. These guys have been there. And so, The thing is now, you know, you pair it with what's just happened this past weekend. What I do like and appreciate, and I talk about a lot in design, is order. And because of the storm, our storm knocked out our order and that chaos feeling. And I always just hope to make homeowners feel better that, you know, just kind of putting things in their place and back in their place is what we have to be helpful for. And whether it's, I'm not even talking flooring choices here, but just to kind of live in order, to, you know, just to see all these stories on Facebook and you know, people are just heartbroken and some people are underwater majorly and some people, you know, you kind of watch this and you go, what can we do to kind of get the order back or the decisions made, you know? They're going, I couldn't even pick this stuff anyway, you know, now I got this plus I got the, you know, just like the heavy weight of all that they're going to deal with. But it's like, how can we help to
as soon as they start picking the, you know, making those decisions, one little step forward that things start to get back, and you know, they start feeling like, okay, things are normalizing.
I'm
back into my, you know, routine and things like that. But
I think this is why so many people get out immediately and start cleaning their yard.
That's a good point.
You know, I mean it's like
instant.
Yeah, and it's like that's something, your power may be out. You can't fix that.
What can I do?
Yeah, things are, you know, you got food issue because your refrigerator all of a sudden didn't go on. You know, you got all, but hey, you know what? I can make an immediate impact outside.
Yeah, that's right.
Picking up my yard, and then you see people out dragging other people's stuff out of their yard, you know, for them. Mm-hmm. If people are away because they, fled, then other people are in their yard fixing it for them.
Yeah,
you know, and I think it's just, that's a good sign that it's like immediate, you know, just gratification of getting out. And
absolutely, it's when my boys were little, I used to think, you know, why do I really liked mowing the lawn? We lived up in Wisconsin for a while, and I loved mowing the lawn. It's huge, like front lawn, and I loved mowing. I'm like, because my boys can't undo it. We have
it's hard to screw it up.
And it looks great, and they can undo it for like two or three days. It's going to start to grow again. But we kind of like this control over, like, okay, that I can do, and I can make it look good, making you feel visually like you're getting back on track. So, like, okay, some order in the chaos.
And you get some sense of accomplishment. Like, I got that done. Okay, check that box, right? Mm-hmm. You start checking boxes, starting to put things in order. I got to do that. Okay, next we got to do that.
If you come back to your house outside, even just exterior, you come back outside, and it's still a mess, and there's debris and sticks and crap all over the place, which we've just dealt with, you're going to, I can't even deal with inside.
Yeah,
I can't
daunting.
Deal with anything.
Yeah. Right.
Outside you go, I got a little bit of order, so I can kind of do the next
thing. Right. Yeah. Plus, you know, people are walking around attending no power parties. I'm going to want to go to the freshly cut grass yard and hang out with them because, you know, they probably got
set the chairs a certain way. I do like setting the tables with a few little candles. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is so the party. Let's some more positives here. All right. So look, here's a good positive. If you're a home buyer, you've been out shopping for a home right now. This is a great time to really basically like what you just said is to understand the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
You can just right now you can drive through about any neighborhood in town and you can figure out real quickly, especially yesterday. And the day before when power was out for, you know, half the city.
Right.
You can really quickly understand what the neighborhood is about and how many, you know, people or would be friends with the type of people you would want to be friends with, you know, what the type of people are that live in there. Because that's important. If you drive through and nobody's talking to each other or everybody's yard is just destroyed and nobody's out picking up their debris or taking care of their stuff.
Yeah.
Versus you drive through another neighborhood and it's like everybody's out helping each other. It's like that's more of a sense of community that you might want to be in. Or if you just want to get a sense for, hey, does this neighborhood flood?
Yeah.
Do they have water problems here? Is there the known house that's like in a pond?
Yeah.
That every time it floods, this one's the pond yard, you know?
Yeah.
And nobody will tell you before you move in. Like, oh, yeah, you bought the pond lot. Sorry about that. Surprised somebody didn't tell you.
Yeah. Nice. You didn't drive by when Irma came through? Huh.
But it's a good chance to get out and like
you can
and understand
get a sense.
That.
Absolutely. Yeah. And hey, if you're one that you are more of an introvert and you don't want everybody, you know, checking on you and stuff, maybe you drive through and you see that.
You like
the other neighborhood, right? It all depends on who you are and what you're looking for, and you can get a sense.
Yeah, you may not necessarily want all your neighbors over picking. I see your point.
Yeah. I mean, you might be the person who likes to drive in the garage, shut it behind you. Right. You don't talk to anybody. Yeah. And those people certainly exist. I mean, and I've been in neighborhoods where, like, oh, you know, you're friends with a couple of the neighborhoods. You're like, oh, no, we never see the Joneses, man. I can't. I've lived next to them for 5 years, and I think I've seen them twice. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it is what it is. So you find out, figure out.
And move on.
And move on. Yeah. I didn't have a third one. I was just find out and figure out.
Well, you're holding your fingers up like you were going to like five, you know. But
Cody's flashing the 2 minutes on me here. All right.
All right. So another good point here. Another positive possibility of a positive. Now, I'm not saying this is going to happen because I don't know. I'm just, you know, throwing this out there as theory. Is that so? The week before Irma, real estate as a whole slowed down.
Right.
Right. So showings slowed down. I had several of my listings said, hey, no more showings. We're prepping.
Right.
And then, of course, Irma. And then now here we are the week after Irma. And as of right now, schools are not even really going back.
Right.
We are Wednesday, right? There's a few that are already saying we're going to be out. Clay County, I think, is out through the rest of the week. I'm sure Duval County, there's from what we were saying earlier, who knows?
Yeah, I don't think they figured it out yet.
So that's another week of slowdown.
Yeah.
So maybe some lenders will get very aggressive with, hey, we need to generate some fast business going into the fourth quarter and start offering some incentives. So maybe we'll see some incentives come from this for the buyers who are wanting to get out and actually buy after they've, of course, driven through the neighborhoods to figure out what they like and what they don't like. I don't know if that's going to happen or not. I'm just saying it's a possibility.
It's definitely a time to keep your eyes and ears open. To see what comes about that.
Which is hard because rates are already so low.
They are, yeah. And right before going to the break, so real quick, before we go to the break, FHA and VA, 3.5% today, and 30-year conventional fixed mortgage at 3.875, and that's right from Scott Goldstein over at Atlantic Trust Mortgage.
Super low rates.
Yeah, below 4 everything.
That's amazing. All right, guys, we'll be right back.
The
Let's return to Real Estate 911 with Brad Officer and his co-host Sean, your Jacksonville REMAX specialists. Visit them at officergroup.com. Once again, here's Brad and Sean.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. Brad Officer here. Hey, if you would like to talk to Sean or I about selling your home or buying a home, or maybe you're kind of in that position where you want to move up because rates are so low. We just got done talking about how low rates were there at the end of the show or the end of this last segment. But rates are so low, and if you're one of those people that are like, hey, we've been waiting, we've been holding out as long as we could. You know, we've still been in this 3-2 house. Now we've got three kids. We've got to make something happen. It's time to move. But it's just that whole daunting process of like, oh, my God, do I have to sell this and then go buy, or do I just put this on the market and go buy? How does all that work? We can help you with all that. That's what we do. So you can reach out to Sean or I. You can go to Facebook. You can find us on Facebook at Officer Group, at the Officer Real Estate Group. Or you can text me direct during the show or after the show, which is 904-234-5196. I'd be more than happy to meet with you. And Sean and I can talk with you about kind of the plan of action you should put in place for whatever you're looking to do. And we do houses really of all sizes, shapes, and just about all over the place.
Yep.
Our biggest criteria is that you're not a jerk.
That's right.
No jerks allowed.
Nope.
And that's it. So if you'd
and
like
if
to...
you think we're a jerk, I mean...
That's fine. Yeah, we understand that. Yeah.
Whatever.
Yep. We're not a good fit for everybody. That's for sure. Yeah. If you want somebody to tell you the truth, we're the right people.
Absolutely.
Yep. And that's what most of, honestly, probably, I would say 70% of our reviews online are usually have something about, I loved working with Sean because he told us the truth.
Yeah.
Or I loved working with Brad because he was honest with me about what my house was or wasn't.
I agree with that about both of you guys. Otherwise, I would not be back on
that. I appreciate that, Pam. Pam knows.
I'm back.
I don't know.
Straight it's just, shooters.
It's just more important to be shooters. Real. Yeah, you don't want somebody to sugarcoat everything.
Well, you know, I just went through a transaction recently, and somebody involved, right, because there's several people involved, right, and somebody involved in the transaction kept telling the customer what they wanted to hear, not what they needed to hear, mm-hmm. and at the end, it came back and bit them in the rear, and, you know, the customer ended up saying, well, you told us this, and you told us that, and you said this, and then they had to eat crow at the end because they kept promising things that
just wasn't ever going to happen.
And
it's hugely important in my business too.
Yeah, yeah.
I used to kind of, just way long ago, but they really were pushing for what they wanted. I thought, this is going to look bad. It's going to look bad. My husband would say, that's what they're paying you for. Like, just say it. And I'm a straight shooter. I like to say, but I just, you know, and then we go back and redo it. And they'd be like, okay, you know, and it wasn't fun for me to get the stroke of, oh, I was right.
Right.
It's more like we waste a lot of time.
That's exactly. Yeah. I think that's the same thing for both Brad and I. It's not that we want it at the end of the sentence, like, oh, I told you so, because that doesn't do us any good.
Yeah.
Well, and it doesn't do anybody good. It's more like, let's stop now so we don't, you know, so this thing doesn't snowball.
Yep.
Until, right. You know.
I have found a lot of times when I'm working with a customer who has previously listed their house for sale and it didn't sell,
mm-hmm.
right? They've had it on the market for 6 months, 9 months, whatever, or maybe multiple times. And they went through several different agents who, you know, a lot of times it was a friend or the buddy at church they had or whatever. You know, they had gone through multiple processes. And then by the time they get to me, and I sit down with them and kind of go through, you know, hey, here's what it is and here's what it's not.
Yeah.
Your house.
Yep.
And a lot of times, frankly, they're shocked.
That's new information, right?
It's all new information.
Yeah.
And, well, no one told us this.
Yeah.
Like, well, you know.
You had two agents. I mean, did nobody mention this? This is a problem. You know, this is what the market's really doing. And they're always glad. At the same time, I'm kind of, you know, kicking them while they're down.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to, but it's just relaying the facts.
Right.
But I think they were so built up over time about what the house was and what it, you know.
And a lot of times that's a tough thing about doing business with friends, right? You have friendship first and business relationship second. Is your friend potentially is going to tell you what you want to hear because they're worried about the friendship.
Right.
And that's fine. And especially if I work with friends, it's, hey, I'm gonna be honest, like, I'm a different person as a realtor than I am. Not that I'm mean or a jerk or anything, but it's, you know, I want you to know that I'm going to tell you exactly how it is. And, you know, I'm
going to tell you the truth.
Yeah. And I might not agree with you. You know, I'm not going to just say, and if that's, you know, if you think that's going to end up hurting our friendship, then we probably shouldn't.
And that's a sign of a true professional.
Yeah.
Because you don't, like, when you go in, you know, you go sit down with your accountant and he tells you what you owe at the end of the year. There's not a, like, no, I don't think that's a good idea.
Are you sure you'd work those numbers
right? You take what he's saying, you're like, oh, you know.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, this is going to be painful, but let me go ahead and tell you, this is what you need to go ahead and stroke that check for.
Like, sounded like he just said exactly what mine said to me last year. It's like, are you sitting down? I'm like, do I need to? He goes, yeah, you probably might want to. Okay.
Sean, that's the product of you doing so well in real estate. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, the problem is
there's the negative side of it. Yeah, you have to pay some taxes.
Yeah, he's like, you know, it's probably a good idea for you to set up another account that you just partially fund throughout the year. This isn't such a big shock.
Tax planning is a good idea. I have a great tax planner, by the way.
Perfect.
I keep telling you.
That's right.
You got to get with this guy. All right, so, but that was Pam. That's one time, actually, I remember I texted you about something one time, and I was like, don't you think this would be good? And you were like, a horrible idea.
Period.
Yeah, there was not even like a... And I remember I called you later. And I'm like, what? You're like, it's the bad idea. Don't do it.
I was just telling somebody the other day that I was talking about having to be faster. You're busier. I deal with a lot of wonderful homeowners clients, you know, and they're all so great. But if I really took time to text with everybody, you know, whatever, and so... Somebody just recently sent me a picture of a chair. She was standing in the store, and I just wrote back, "Nope." she's gonna learn not to ask me why. She just moved along. She's like, "I just want to know your yes and no." I'm like, "Nope."
But that's what you want, though. You want somebody to be honest with you about
anything.
I know I'm using you to help. You know, pick all this. I'm paying you. You know, you're my professional. I've hired you. But this is the chair I want to put in my house, or this is the paint color I want to do my bedroom in. Nope.
That's what they want.
Well, my oldest son, Peter, is also in the design field, and he laughed very hard when I said, we were just having this conversation. I think it was yesterday, actually. And then I said, I just don't have the time to explain it anymore.
Right. Yeah. I love that. I love that. That's fantastic.
I've got a friend up north. She goes, I don't want your explanations. I really do want you just to point to the carpet sample. And then let's be done with it. Let's go have a glass of wine. You know, I mean, truly.
That's great.
I'll have to borrow that one. I just don't have time to explain that anymore.
That's what you want. Yeah. That's why you're employing a professional
to
help.
What do you think? Should we offer this? No. Well, they might take it. No, they're not. And then stop. I just need to go. Period.
The beautiful thing is, though, I think when you don't explain it, you don't whatever that trust. I've noticed that trust becomes there more. That we just got to move along. You know, we're going to keep going. And you know, I feel like if I sat down a job interview and somebody say, "What are your strengths? What are your weaknesses?" I do like job completion. I'm a task completer. Mm-hmm. So I want to see. Look how fast it did this last house. And people go, well, that was so fast. And I said, well, that's because I'm helping other people. Like, I get my jollies from helping other people, but I want mine to be done. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's the beauty of buying small, actually. In our case, it was just like it could be done fast. You know, so different story. But at the same time, it's like, I just, let's give the right answers and let's move on. I'll chat all day with you socially, but during the job, I probably function kind of a little more like a guy. Pam was at the forefront
of this movement that I think is happening in Jacksonville, and I know it's happening in other markets. I think we're finally seeing it here, where people are not people I'm saying a classification of people who are, you know, boomers or not boomers, but empty nesters to some extent, or soon to be empty nesters to some extent, are moving down in size. You know, they were in the mega house, you know, their lifer house, and then all of a sudden it became not a lifer house.
Right.
You know, because they're just tired of it being, so they're tired of taking care of it, ready to move down, and they're not going down like down to, you know, from a 5,000 to a 3,000 square foot.
I'm talking down.
They're going from like a 5 or 7 down to like 1,500 square feet.
Right.
And, or 1,800 square feet. And they're making the house that they live in super cool.
Yeah.
Right. And we're hearing this come up a lot.
And you are so right, Brad, and you know, we love to chat.
We can,
you
stop
know,
right there.
Period.
Yes. Go ahead. I'll just say yes.
Next topic.
Done. But that's what I, like, honestly, when that storm was coming in, I'm like, we don't have a whole lot to take care of here. We don't have a huge yard.
That's probably a big weight off your shoulders by itself,
I was saying,
right?
You know, boys, when the wealth, you know, we don't have all the material stuff. You don't have a lot of stuff to worry about either.
Yeah.
So, you know, we battened down our little hatches of our little 1947 bungalow. Wasn't that big of a worry in that way, you know? So we didn't have a whole lot to, but I think people are getting wiser like that. But also, I'm going to say it's because of the success of tiny house living. people are watching that stuff on HGTV going, if you can live in 400 square feet in these tiny little houses,
we can do it in
15. Then the ones that are 1,500 or, you know, 1,200 square feet, we can do it. It's a mansion compared to those.
Look, honey, this is enormous.
It's a beautiful thing.
It's funny, though, because I think a lot of people that I've spoken with about this, they think it's going to – they're trying to wrap their head around the what they call the lifestyle change. They're like, oh, we can deal without the space, but it's just the lifestyle change that I don't know if I'm going to be able to get used to.
Yeah.
And I just don't see that because I'm like, you know.
You've got smaller bills. You've got all that you can get.
Seems
your
like
whole
a better
house
lifestyle.
Done.
Yeah.
Yep. Put in a great speaker system. Put in a great, you know, lighting. But you'll be all complete. These big houses, again, your tasks won't
and
be
And your
completed.
New lifestyle will be
your
you'll out. You'll be out traveling and doing cool stuff. And
don't feel bad about having the extra drink at the restaurant.
Yeah. There you go. Nice just food. Uber home. Hey, if you want to reach out to us during the show, it's 234-5196 is my direct line, and we'll be right back.
Heakin Law is a North Florida-based law firm focusing on real estate transactions and litigation. Their attorneys have over 100 years of combined legal experience and are ready to assist you with your legal needs. They pride themselves on affordable legal representation and common sense solutions to even the most complex legal problems, saving you time and money. If you have a legal matter you'd like to discuss, call Heakin Law today and schedule a free confidential consultation. Their attorneys have extensive experience in all manners of real estate matters, including real estate closings, title defects, foreclosures, short sales, and evictions. The attorneys and staff at Heakin Law are ready to assist you with your real estate needs.
Getting approved for a mortgage on your dream home can bring up a lot of questions. Atlantic Trust Mortgage understands, which is why they make it easy for you. They have a quick and easy loan application process. Their loan originators are available anytime you have a question, even nights and weekends. And there are no surprises once you're in contract. Atlantic Trust Mortgage offers conventional, FHA, VA, and USDA loan programs with the lowest possible interest rates and with low to no closing costs. Their process works. Superior customer service, the best rates and closings without all of the added stress. Call Atlantic Trust Mortgage today, 904-338-9356. Atlantic Trust Mortgage. We understand what it takes to get you in your home without all of the stress. 904-338-9356. And online at AtlanticTrustMortgage.com. Let's return to Real Estate 911 with Brad Officer and his co-host Sean, your Jacksonville RE/MAX specialists. Visit them at officergroup.com. Once again, here's Brad and Sean.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. Brad Officer here. And if you'd like to reach us during the show, you can text me direct, 904-234-5196. And, of course, if you'd like to talk to Sean or I about buying or selling a home, maybe both, we'd be glad to help you out. At least sit down and see if we're a fit, see if we can help you get the plan together. And, of course, if you want to reach out to Pam during the show or after the show, you can reach her on her Facebook page, which is the easiest place, and you can get a taste for what Pam's all about on her Facebook page. That's for sure, right? Go to I Pick Paint Color. Pam can help you pick the paint color of your house, even if it's just a room, or she can help you put the whole thing together. Like for me, she helped me pick the color of my roof shingle, the exterior color of my house, including trim, and also you even helped me pick
your house
full
color
interior.
Is one of my favorites.
I know. We won't talk about what color it is. Oh. People always ask.
Yeah.
Just say it's a shade of that color.
I drive by and I just like fist pump the air.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Like nailed it.
There it is. Boom.
Nailed it. Yep. Nailed it.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. So if you want to reach out to Pam, go to I Pick Paint Color on Facebook. And I'll tell you, so she's in high demand, right? I mean, that's the negative right now is that she will definitely work with you depending on, you know, if it's a fit and if where what you're looking to do. But she's busy. We're just talking about in the break. She's definitely busy. Mm-hmm. Busy woman, which is a great sign. That's the kind of person you'd want to work with you.
Absolutely.
But ask me. I banter on the side, too. My little breaks are just, I answer everybody on my Facebook page. And you know, we banter back and forth, and I'm seeing what you're writing, and so I welcome that, too. I mean, that's, you know, not an appointment, just to chat a little bit.
Yep.
Got your questions? Ask me.
There you go. So I Pick Paint Color, you can reach out to Pam. And then if you want, you heard us talking about Scott Goldstein during before one of the breaks about interest rates now. Mortgage rates are down below 4%.
Yeah.
We've seen that slide back below 4%, which is setting the 2017 lows.
Yeah.
So rates are mega low right now. If you want to reach out to Scott after the show, and if you haven't already refinanced with these rates, there's no reason to hold back.
Yeah.
You should have already done it. But if you haven't, go ahead and reach out to him, get refinanced. You can go to AtlanticTrustMortgage.com.
Yeah.
It's the easiest way to catch up with Scott Goldstein over there at Atlantic Trust Mortgage. We like working with Scott because he's just super easy to work with. We can get in touch with him, which is not always easy with after hours or the weekend business of what real estate is. You know, we have a lot of people that will definitely start with the big national banks, and they've gotten pre-approved through their 1-800-BANK-WHATEVER.com. and when it comes to Sunday afternoon and trying to make an offer, getting the pre-approval updated doesn't happen as fast enough as what we need it to. So, you know, having a Scott on your side is definitely the way to go.
True.
Highly recommend Scott. And then, of course, another show sponsor, Landmark Title, which is David Heekin's office, local real estate attorney. So we're probably going to have from his office one of his attorneys on this next week, Trey, which will be a repeat visitor as well. Yeah. And there's going to be a lot of litigation around insurance claims.
I'm sure.
I was on the phone with David this morning talking about this, and we're just talking about how many people are going to have just insurance-related type claims that are going to be happening all around just real estate as a whole. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have Trey on next week. Got a lot of questions just trying to find out, like, man, what is going on?
Yeah.
And he's a mess right now. He's so busy. As we were talking about before the show, he's like, I'd love to get Trey on with you guys, but
we should put some out on the on Facebook and just start fielding questions now.
That's probably
for next
a good idea.
Week's show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's just so many questions related to.
And then we can have them answer them on the air.
Yeah. I had a question. I'm like, what happens if you get a big insurance check and, you know, you don't want to put it back into the house?
Yeah.
And, you know, but it goes, the insurance check, of course, goes to you and to your mortgage company. It's written to both.
Oh, really?
So if you have a mortgage company.
Yeah.
That's probably to keep you from cashing your 100 grand and running off.
That's true.
But, you know, what happens? Like, how does it, you know, what? Do you have to use what type of contractor? Can you use my cousin Vinny type situation? You know, I mean, what? How does it work?
We're gonna find out
all that kind of stuff. That's definitely for sure coming up. So look, but there are some big positives. We were talking about big positive after the storm, a way to inspect the community to see if it's something that you want to be a part of.
Right.
Another big positive for home buyers is if you're looking to get a deal on a house, this could be a great time. Because there's this lag of time period that happened, what we said, the week before Irma, now the week after Irma. You know, our website visits with returning visitors to our website, the numbers during the week before and the week after have just considerably dropped.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we've all of a sudden started seeing a lot of inquiries again, but it's way down from what it usually is.
Right.
Which means there's been, and I know from my own listings, there's a lag in showings. So some of these home sellers might be like, the hell with this. Get me out of here, man.
Yeah.
And be much more likely to take a true market value type offer on their house when they might have had 20,000 fluff in there too much.
Yeah, true.
So you might have some sellers ready to kind of, hey, let's make this happen. Yeah. So if you're a home buyer, I mean, you could be in this time period where you might have a little more leverage than what you've had in several years.
That's true. And don't think, I mean, we're not specifically speaking to homes that have damage, right? Because those are disclosable facts. So it's not, we're not talking about a house that, oh, they just had flooding, they're going to put it on the market and they're not going to tell us, and that's why I'm going to get a deal. Not necessarily, that's not the house we're talking about here.
We're talking about all houses.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Listed for sale.
And don't think that if a house is on the market that had some sort of damage from Irma, I mean, those are disclosable facts. Those are, per real estate law, to be disclosed to a future buyer.
Right.
Nonetheless, you're going to have an inspector come out there and you're going to do your own due diligence.
And what a great time to inspect the house right now.
True.
All these things have just happened to it.
Yes.
Yeah. We might have had this new, you know, what we were saying before, this new 100-year flood level might be reset now.
Yeah.
So you might be able to actually get a good, right now, a visual as to exactly how high the water went.
Yeah.
Rather than taking somebody's, well, kind of about halfway up that yard over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, just below those palm trees over there. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You see that third reed from the left?
Yeah, but then there's right now there's this huge debris line in a lot of yards that you can really see where it came up to. Another positive. So look, builders, we're getting ready to hit the fourth quarter.
Right.
And builders, definitely in a lot of neighborhoods, we've seen some incentives coming out that we haven't seen in a while.
Yeah.
And I can tell they're going to be ready to get some names on the books to take some of these houses and go ahead and lock them up and, yeah, and finish out the year strong. I wouldn't doubt if we start seeing some builder deals coming out.
Yeah,
and they may not even be publicized. It may be one of those where you kind of get the heads up from your agent, like, hey, I got one.
Yeah.
Let's have a look at this. I just got a call.
It would make more sense because, you know, August 2017 had more new building permits in both Duval and St. John's County than it did the same month last year. So, I mean, they're already applying for permits. And because of what's happened recently. And
they're going to want to keep the train going.
Right. Yeah. Yep. They're not going to slow up that progression of building.
Yep.
So anything that's holding them back.
It's just it's a time period. We're in a window almost of time where to be a buyer, you've got some leverage right now.
Yeah.
You definitely, and you know, a thing I was thinking about before the show, I just looked up the stats here. How many homes were under contract, like right now are under contract? And right now there's 3,552 homes that are pending. They're under contract already. You know, somebody's already got it locked up. They're waiting for closing. I wouldn't be surprised if we start seeing a lot of these coming back on the market.
Could be.
For one reason or another. Insurance, mortgage-related issues, storm-related issues. They drove through the neighborhood when it was, you know, the water was up and said, to heck with this, I'm out. But those could be opportunities where those sellers say, yep, I'm out.
Yeah.
You know, get us out of here.
Yeah.
And quickly. Because they've probably, those sellers have already had other plans.
Right.
To, you know, move on, pack up. They might have already, they might have already moved. They might have already bought another house.
Yeah.
May have contingencies in line. So there's a, you know, you need a solid realtor to help you find these things.
True.
Now more than ever.
Right.
Definitely. What have you learned from the storm?
Me?
Yeah.
Have a generator.
I'll double down on
yours?
That.
I know you said it earlier.
No, I think that's
but I think you were dead on when you said have a generator. I mean, we had one at my in-laws where we were waiting out the storm.
Hunkered down.
Hunkered
down. The most
down.
Ever used word.
Said the guy with power.
Yeah.
There well, he is.
That was before power came back on.
Okay.
But
I'm going home to my generator.
Yeah.
But the one thing that I failed to realize is that, well, when you turn the generator on, you're being very selective about what you power in the house. And for me, larger individual, like air conditioning is very important. But anyway,
you need a bigger generator.
That's exactly it. I mean, you might invest in a very large generator that
I think everybody
truly could power your whole.
You know,
house.
I think everybody should have a generator.
Yeah,
there's no question. Yeah. I just think that, like, I don't have one. I think it's stupid not to have one.
Mm-hmm.
I did not get caught up in the run around and find a generator situation just because I was like, eh.
We just haven't been in this situation.
Yeah,
I mean.
Now's the time to buy one after everybody returned them.
Everybody's going to return them. That's it.
Hey,
so last year after Matthew, I will say I was walking through Lowe's and there was so many because, you know, they have that one section at every Lowe's where it's the returned items
right.
They can't really put back in the new section yet
because
somebody ran open box stuff. There were a ton of generators. I bet you. But but the problem was they weren't like half price. Like, I'm such a deal shopper. I'm like, why isn't this $1,000 generator $500? Why are they still trying to get it $850 for it?
Now after this week and they're keeping
them? I don't know.
Like,
I still think there'll be a lot of people that return them. There's got to be. Because they're going to get, they got used to, they rented a free generator.
Hey, no, they'll go, we'll just do it again next time. We'll just run out and buy one.
I think everybody should get one, just period. I think that's a major. What about you, Pam? Did you learn anything major?
Well, we just got one from my husband's boss, actually loaned us his. So it's interesting to live without and then live with it. And I, you know, again, my thing's design, not generator, like, and how they run and what they do.
Yeah.
But I was really like, oh, so this doesn't, like, run the whole house? Like, we have a tiny house. I'm like, I'm like, you know, I thought we were going to be watching shows last night. And then it goes on just super loud. I'm like, all right, I did not know what a generator. He's like, you can hear them from blocks away. I'm like, okay.
It'll put you to sleep. They're all humming.
I know. Like, but at 10 o'clock, we did turn it off for the while. Just poor baby next door.
Just to get a break.
Brad, how about you?
Yeah.
I think it was just the everyone needs to have a generator.
Yeah.
Definitely. I think that some building codes were changed.
We very well could see
we'll
that.
See about
we probably
that,
all realize we really love our families.
That's true.
Good point. That's a good point. There we go. That's a good point. So, hey, guys, if you've enjoyed listening to us today, you want to reach out to Sean or I, you can go to Facebook, go to Officer Real Estate Group. Pam, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, great.
Reach out to Pam on iPickPaintCo.